Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we want to look at how well are you using your network? Because we all have networks, but for most of us, we don't use them anywhere near as well as what we could be. Our networks are not creating opportunities for us as often as what they should be. But it's not our network's fault. It's because of the things that we're doing with our network, or in particular, what we're not doing with our network, that actually makes all the difference. So let's first look at what is our network. Well, your network is made up of everyone who's around you. Your clients, your prospects, your social media platforms, your past clients, friends, family, employees, staff, distributors, contractors, everyone around you that you have ever met has their potential to be in your network. So the first question is, should they be in your network? And the simple answer to that is, no, they shouldn't. See, we only want our networks to be made up of certain types of people. People that we can sell to, people that we can partner with, people that can open doors for us, and people who are there to support us. So I tend to want to have 90% of my network made up of people who can buy from us, people who we can partner with, and people who can open doors for us. And then 10% of my network made up of support people. People you go to when you're in trouble, when there's a crisis, when you need help. But for most of us, our networks are made up of just about everyone and anyone, as long as they wanted to be there. And the problem that poses is, when you then go to speak to your network, you don't have people who are interested in what you have to say. When you have the wrong network and you go to ask your network, can they help you? You don't have the right people to be able to help you. So if you don't have the right network to begin with, it makes it very hard for you to do any of the other activities that we talk about and that we go through. So growing your networks with the right sorts of people has to be where you start. If you were to have a look at your network at the moment, is everyone in your network someone that you know, engaged with, and have the ability to buy from you, partner with you, or open doors for you? And if your answer to that is no, and they're not part of your support network, my question then is, why are they there? What are they actually doing adding value to you in that network? Now, your network is always going to evolve. It's always going to change. But you've always got to be concentrating on, do I actually have the right sorts of networks? So therefore, am I speaking to the right sorts of people? Am I going to the right sorts of events? And am I adding the right sorts of people, online or offline, into that network of mine? And if you're not sorting that out to start with, then you probably end up with the wrong network. But more importantly, if you don't engage with your network, then you're never going to get your network creating opportunities for you. So recently, I was listening to a person who was going, oh, we're doing so well on LinkedIn. We've got all of these connections. I went, fantastic. And how are you going talking at them? How are you going creating conversations, engaging with them? And they stared with a blank look and it was like I was speaking a different language. See, if you're not engaging with your networks, then you can't create opportunities with them. And that doesn't mean just sending out a newsletter once every 30 days. That's not engaging with them. How can you actually engage to create opportunities with your networks? To be able to help them, to be able to bring them into a hub of yours, to be able to connect them with the rest of your networks. See, all of this starts with the way that you think. When you're focused on how do I engage, how do I help other people, how do I bring people together, then you have everyone else wanting to do that for you too. Sometimes we try to get from stepping stone A to stepping stone D by missing B and C. It's sort of the world that we live in. A little bit impatient, instant gratification. We want things done yesterday. So therefore, we tend to skip certain stepping stones. You're going to be thinking, what are the stepping stones to get the outcome that I want? And most of the time, it will come through actually reaching out, engaging, and seeing how you can help other people. So what I want you to do at the moment, your activity for this particular week, is reach back out to your network. Doesn't matter whether it's by phone, text message, email, social media message. It can be any one of them. But reach back out to your network and find out how they're going. Find out if you can help them. Find out if there's anything that you can do to be a resource for them. The more people you reach out to try to help, the more people will be willing to help you in return. So the mistake I see all the time when using your networks is we don't talk to people and then all of a sudden we need them to do something for us. So then we send them a message saying, hey, would you mind doing this for us? Well, more than likely, the answer is going to be no. Rather than, even if you haven't spoken to them for a little while, rather than just asking straight away for what you want, how about you turn it around and say, hey, haven't spoken to you for ages, thought I'd just reach out and say hello. Is there anything I can do for you? Because 99% of the time, you'll always be asked, hey, well, is there anything I can do for you? And now you've got permission to be able to share that, to be able to get them to be able to help you. So let's change our mindset from a, I want people to help me, to a, how can I help more people? Because the more people you help, the more people who will want to help you at the same time. So right now in your network, you've got plenty of people who can be doing things for you, who could be helping you, who could be opening doors. But none of that can happen unless you create conversations with those people. And that's how you can start using your networks more effectively. Hey, I hope that's been super helpful. Your task for this particular week is look at your networks and find 10, 20, 30 people that you can re-engage with and see how you might be able to help them. And that's the simple task for the week. If this is the first time that you've come and joined us, welcome. You can always find great resources over at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. And if you're interested in being able to build your referral systems, we can speed this up because we already have all the systems in place for you to use. Just go to michaelgriffiths.com.au/call, C-A-L-L, and find a time in my diary to book in a call, and more than happy to help you get a bit of a referral roadmap in place. So we've got our resources over at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. And if you'd like a bit of a referral roadmap in place, go to michaelgriffiths.com.au/call. Till next time, take care. Hope you've enjoyed the Get More Referrals Today podcast, and I'll speak to you real soon.